So the country's top court has said it will resume disciplinary procedures for justices involved in a massive power abuse case, apparently under pressure from ongoing public discussions on impeaching the offenders. Let's go further. In fact, let's shine a spotlight. Cho Ji-yeon is here in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Alex. So the Supreme Court last Wednesday said that it will reopen the disciplinary committee against the 13 judges for their collusion in a power abuse case involving former Supreme Court Justice Yang Seung-tae, with the aim of taking action by the end of this year. The move comes 3 months after the last committee meeting in August. The prosecution is currently investigating the case in which Yang and subordinate judges are suspected of having used politically sensitive trials as bargaining chips to win favors from the Park Geun-hye administrations. So they call this kind of like the trials deals, in fact. And in a separate probe, the Supreme Court found that 13 justices, 4 senior judges from the Seoul High Court, and 7 senior and 2 junior judges from regional district courts were involved, and referred them to its disciplinary committee in June. And after holding 2 deliberation meetings in July and August, the disciplinary committee decided to adjourn the process, saying that it had to wait for the result of the prosecutorial investigation.
Right. So the top court's decision appears to be influenced by mounting public criticism over inaction and ongoing discussions on whether the judges should be impeached.
Yes, opinions are still divided within the judiciary on how to punish the justices. But a group of judges on Monday, last Monday, voted that the irregularities by the judges have, quote unquote, seriously violated the Constitution, and that not only internal penalty measures, but impeachment should also be considered. The group's stance is likely to prompt a response from the National Assembly, where the ruling Democratic Party of Korea is pushing to gather political consent for strong punishment against the offenders. A justice can only be impeached upon arrival from the National Assembly and Constitutional Court. No judge has ever been impeached in Korea. Meanwhile, the prosecution called in former top court chief Ko Young-han for questioning last Friday, speeding up its investigation to target high-ranking figures.
And it's been some 6 months since the probe began. Some are saying it's now nearing the end of a long journey. In the early stages, everyone was so stunned by the fact that justice circles had even committed such crimes or were being accused of such crimes.
Yes. At first, people couldn't really believe that the judges could have done this. This, quote, independence of the judiciary guaranteed by the Constitution does not mean that they did not have to deal with trials without checking it, and does not ask them that, you know, it allows the fellow judges to not follow the Constitution. While the suspicions went on, reports were released from the Office of Court Administration. And when one or two judges were exposed, you could see that most of the suspicions were uncovered and it was the truth. Then came the lies upon lies. The fact-finding mission report released by the court as of April 18th of 2017 testified by Judge Lee Tan-hee, which was structured as a public opinion with the authenticity of the judge's testimony written by the Office of the Court Administration, seems to have more passages that kind of ring a bell as time goes by. It's not the duty and the role of the court administration to investigate the judges. And even if the deputy director general, who was pointed out as having written the report, had a critical view on the administrative office, the conclusion of the fact-finding mission report, which testified they did not even know the existence of the report, is kind of reversed 180 degrees by the investigation report of the additional investigation committee that the court reconstructed within a year.
Now, in fact, even until then, the suspicions regarding abuse of judiciary power, they were restricted to simple backdoor investigations. But in the last pages of the additional investigation report, there was a surprise.
Yes, the report withheld information that the Yang Seung-tae team had tried to conceal. It turns out that the judges even had tried to read what the Blue House was thinking even before the appellate sentence was announced for Won Se-hoon, the former NIS director. In the process of confirming the suspicions of the judges' documents, the court administration newly revealed the circumstance in which it tried to find out the results of the trial of the presidential office. Now, the court was faced with internal and external public criticism of poor investigation once again. And finally, the third court's own investigative body, the Special Investigative Team, or Third Investigation, was launched. And after that, the results report of the Special Investigation Team, dated of August 25th of 2018, extended the suspicion of this abuse of the judicial administration authority to the area of the trial deals in earnest. Paradoxically, it was the judges themselves who tried to ignore the crisis with lies at every step of the way.
The average person will never have to go near a court in their lives, but they had not been so enthusiastic about such articles when they first broke out.
Well, yes. So this whole journey kind of went on. The investigations went back about 6 months, but the suspicions, and if you track them back, it goes on for about 2 years. And now people are more accustomed to words such as judicial administration or court administration, a deputy director general. When the story first broke out, the initial reaction was quite lukewarm. But then there was an incident that made the story feel closer to home. And after the third special investigation, it was revealed that the Yang judiciary had special deals with the Park Geun-hye government and the Blue House. It was unprecedented because it was completely denying the basic rights of the people and their human rights. And the roots of the democratic constitution was literally shaken to its core. And there were also doubts about the so-called deals that has already been revealed. But it's also hard to say that all the facts have been identified because the investigation is still underway. In addition, it was recently announced that the blacklist was actually put into practice when the suspicion of the abuse of judicial power was first raised. In the documents secured by the prosecution related to the so-called blacklist, there is supposedly a list of legal personnel who require disciplinary action related to sex scandals and similar offenses. It is said that there are some judges on the list because they have critical views on the Justice Department of Yang Seung-tae, most representatively Chief Prosecuting Attorney Song Seung-yong, who was recently investigated as a witness.
Cho Ji-on with today's Spotlight. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alex.